The third bracha of the Amidah is where we make a real change for Rosh Hashanah. We insert some very important paragraphs in this bracha of Kedusha. And this is the bracha of Yaakov Avinu. Kedushenu Kedosh Yaakov. Yaakov doesn't really feature so much Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But this bracha of Kiddush Hashem is ultimately what it means to be a Jew. And therefore, yes. What are we meant to think about? Take to heart. How much the Malachim and Shamayim tremble when they say Kedushat Hashem. Well, it's a simple thing for a created being to sanctify its creator. When we say the words Atah Kadosh, we prepare ourselves to sanctify Hashem's name in this world, because that's what we're here for. More than that, to be willing to live b'mesiras nefesh, with ultimate self-sacrifice for that which we were created for. Ha-kudushas shmai v'kudushas turasa. To dedicate our lives to fulfilling His will, even if that means paying the ultimate sacrifices. To desire to be the kind of person that can live al kiddush Hashem in this world. To be a loyal, faithful ambassador. And suddenly, when we start to think about this and the world that He created and our role within it, it makes perfect sense that this bracha will contain within it on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, aspirations for Mashiach. Because ultimately, what's Mashiach all about if not this, if not Nekadesh Hashimcha Ba'olam? V'haya Hashem L'melech al kol aretz. Hashem's the king. We have a job to be mamlechim as king, crown him as king, to pave the way for Mashiach, to inculcate within ourselves Yidias Hashem and within others, to bring all of humanity to an awareness of the existence of a creator. Something on the one hand is so obvious and so simple, yet humanity seems to be oh so far from this. This is Klal Yisrael's job. Nekadesh Hashimcha Ba'olam, or as the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, Lefarsem Ha'emenah Ha'zeisa HaMitzvos Ba'olam, to publicize the name of Hashem in this world. One pshat, and not a Kaddish Hashimcha Kaddish, a Kedoshim, b'chol yoy mehalduch ha'sala. Who are the Kedoshim? Yes, it's the Malachim in Shamayim. But it's also Klal Yisrael down here. In fact, the Ayvat says it's the Malachim and Klal Yisrael together. Because yes, we're called Kedoshim, Rishimli Kedoshim. That's what it's about. To live a life where we know what we're living for, where we're clear of our values. We understand that we are here for a purpose as Klal Yisrael, as individuals. We want to make a difference to this world. We want to make this world a dwelling place for Hashem. We want to make this world a place of Kiddushim Shamayim. And therefore, yes, Atah Kadosh, Hashem HaKadosh, you're holy. Your name is holy, so you're inherently holy. The way you interact with the world is holy. And yes, Klal Yisrael and the Malachim are called Kadoshim. We synchronize with you, Hashem, in order to make your name great in the world. And that's what we daven for this Rosh Hashanah.